Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but Bill Johnson with Bethel was reading from the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation, He's reading Psalms 37, 3-1, verse 3-5. And I mean, it is so encouraging. It kind of makes you want to be able to get that translation, kind of soak on it. You got to hear this.
Verse 1, don't bother to worry about the wicked ones that are successful in this world only. Don't think for a moment they're better off than you. They and their short-lived success will soon shrivel up and quickly fade away like grass clippings in the hot sun. That is, until you share the gospel with them and they get saved. Yes. Verse 3, keep trusting in the Lord. Do what's right in His eyes. Listen to this phrase. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. Yeah. Here, let me read that again. I don't think it really got through. Might want to turn the mic up or something. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. You maybe never heard this one before. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. Get ready, because I got more. If you make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, every longing within you will be fulfilled. If you make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, every longing within you will be fulfilled. That's amazing. If you make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, every longing within you will be fulfilled. That's just a good word. Wow. There's more, but we'll end on that.
That is so encouraging, you know. I'm like, I got to find that translation. Yeah. And it was called the Passion Translation, I believe it is. But Psalms 37, 1-5, I give. But what he was doing was, and this, I want to encourage you. A lot of people, you know, I don't know what you put into yourself before you go to sleep at night. I know Pat puts butter pecan ice cream.
Yeah, I used to.
And, but just think about this. Go to sleep at night. Put the word of God in you. And imagine this. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in His eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God. And you will be secure. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people are worried about everything, but you're not fixing your gaze, your eye upon God. You'll be secure and feasting on His faithfulness. Not only just secure, but you're going to be feasting. This is the God that we serve. This is heaven. I mean, this is heaven on earth. And if you make God the utmost delight and the pleasure of your life, think about this. He will provide for you what you desire most in your life. I mean, He just will give you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you today, you know, be encouraged. You'll never go wrong trusting in the Lord. And it's an amazing who is used to keep your eyes off of God and how much religion even tries to get your eyes off of Him and get you focused on this or that or whatever. But you know what? If you want to be safe and secure and feasting on His faithfulness, keep your eyes and your heart on His promises, knowing that He is faithful. He is faithful. And that's what this thing is all about. Is not only do we reach out, like He says in Acts chapter 17, to touch me, though I'm not far from you, But what do we do when we do touch him and we do realize that he's here and that he's present? We trust him. That's what we do. We trust him. And it's just a powerful, powerful reality. And one way to do that is through abiding. Abiding with the Lord. Jesus said, apart from abiding in him, we can do nothing. But what happens when you abide, which is hang out with God, you know, hide his word in your heart, you know, put, begin to read scriptures and all of a sudden something jumps off the page and God just speaks to you about it and you just write that down. And then you ask him, God, what are you saying to me? And you talk about how grateful you are and remember what he did on the cross. And it's just a powerful thing. And we have a plan for you at iabide.org. It's a free plan. Mm-hmm. You can request it today. We have it there for you. Just the other day, you know, our audience is so spread, but within that same week, we had abiders coming in from South America, the eastern coast of America, mm-hmm. and the same time from the West Coast, like L.A. Mm-hmm. at the same right. time, and we're so excited about, you know, our audience. We're so excited about you coming in, and of everything that we're telling you, one of the most important things that you can do is abide with God, spend time with him. He loves you. This whole thing is about, yeah, he does exist and he does love you. And yes, he is your Lord. And you did say yes to him, but now spend time with him. He wants to reveal his secrets to you. He talks about it in Proverbs chapter 1. It's about a relationship. He wants to be present with you and he wants you to be present with him. And think about it. By doing this, just like this Passion Translation says, you know, keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on his promises, on the promises of God, and you will be secure feasting on his faithfulness. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Right? Say it again.
Keep trusting in the Lord. Think about it. Trust is something that you just, it's part of your faith. Faith, trust. I just trust God. Your faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. You trust that he loves you. He cares for you. He's guiding you. He's got your back and he's got your front. The goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes, not in men's eyes. Quite often that would be a conflict anyway. Fix your heart on the promises of God, and you will be secure, feasting on his faithfulness. Mm. I mean, you want to have a feast in this season. You want to have a feast for the rest of your life. And, you know, we can tell you from our experiences, I mean, God has done some amazing things. And there's so many things that, you know, what he's already revealed, that if we just went back to feast on it, and we want to, but he's moving us on. It's like kind of that tension between when the word of God says, well, if everything Jesus did was written down in a book, the world couldn't contain it. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, he's just so good and mm-hmm. his awesomeness is so awesome and that he's so faithful. And my goodness, I just want to encourage you, begin your journey today. This is not about religion at all. It's about a relationship with God. It's about spending time with him and him spending time with you and you sharing your heart with God, but also God sharing his heart with you. I mean, you think about the garden. I mean, think about it. God created Adam, and every day he came down in the garden and he walked with Adam. How was your day? It was pretty good. I named a few animals, you know. What did you do? What did you do up there? Oh, you know. Named a few universes, you know. But it was a relationship. They're strolling in the garden. They're talking. Intimacy. And he even said, you know, it's so relational that he said, you know, it's not really good for Adam to be alone. I'm going to create him and help me. I mean, the whole thing is about family and relationship. Mm-hmm. And when you understand this, truly, keep trusting then. When you understand, you'll understand to keep trusting in the Lord and to do what is right in his eye. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.